Let's see, we got it.
I don't want to get y'all mad, but you know.
Are you ready? I'd like to call order the Town of Ruley Committee meeting for May 6, 2019. Mr. Daigle, can you lead us in the pledge?
The pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. First thing is in your packets are minutes from April the 8th, 2019. If you don't mind, review those minutes and get back to us on any changes that you may notice or that we omitted. I think that's Blaine's second time in doing minutes, so we'll blame him if they're not correct, right? Since we had our employees out. So let us know if you have any changes on the minutes. Committee reports and discussion. Public Works Committee, I'm going to read the project updates. Total rainfall for April, we had 5 events for a total of 9.7 inches. We had one drainage issue on 1915 Eileen on April 18th. We didn't find any obstructions downstream. The rain total for that event was 4.3 inches. We had several skater alarms go off at our wastewater lift stations due to weather-related issues, infiltration, and power failure. All were monitored and brought down to safe levels. The level at the Venzu station was reduced by pumping straight into the Tonton during the rain event to help eliminate other stations from overflowing. The event was recorded with DEQ within 24 hours as per the rules. A wet well bypass was installed at the South LeBove lift station. There were 0 out-of-compliance test results on our sewer treatment facility. No personal incidents to report in maintenance. Republic bulk pickup is scheduled for May the 13th. That's the week of May the 13th. It's an odd month this month because it's the second full week, so they won't pick up till the week of May 13th. And our extra pickup is on the final Friday, May 31st. Just a little comment about the wet well bypass on South LeBove. Shane can ask a few questions if you have anything. It really afforded us the opportunity to blow that place out and clean it all up and get it to where it was draining. Pumping, we had a problem. We just couldn't get the sewer to pump out of that station, so that helped us a bunch. We have it now, so if it ever happens again, we have that bypass that we can go to. Yes, sir, Mr. Roy.
When you use that word bypass, what they did is the contractor came in, put you in a tap downstream of the check valve, and brought a pipe connection up above ground. So Shane could use his trash pump, drop the suction in the wet well, and connect to that coupling bypass. And so that trash pump pumps at a little higher pressure, higher flow, which blew that downstream pipeline out, caught up, and just got behind it. The way those pumps are sized, couldn't catch up with what Ruley Oaks was dumping into. So that, I use the term trash pump. His trash pump caught you up, got you bypassed, and seemed to be everything's fine now. But it wasn't really bypassed onto the surface or into the drainage system. It stayed in the sewer system, just bypassed the existing pumps.
Right. And just to commend Shane and his guys, because they monitor that thing day and night to make sure that it never got to a point where we had trouble in people's homes. So, just to touch base on the 4.3 inches that we had and the trouble on 1915 Eileen Street, I think y'all are here. So we did have that issue. We were out that day. And within an hour's time, the problem happened. Because when I passed, there wasn't a problem. And within an hour, we had that issue again. So what's happening is the water's backing up. It's coming from behind their house on Eileen in the front. And it's backing up, and it can't get out for some reason. If you guys remember, we changed those pipes out a while back. Shane and I looked. The rain event that caused the problem the first time before we changed the pipes was only about 2.5 inches, if I'm correct, right? This event was 4.5 or whatever. So the pipes helped, But we still have a problem, and we don't know, we just don't know what to do to fix the problem back there. All that water comes from behind the house to the front and drains off. So I don't know if you guys want to mention anything or add.
I mean, we've been there for 6 years. We live with sandbags at all of our doors. When that water comes up, it is at all of my doors. It's just not a way to live. We're very frustrated. I know that y'all have come out. We definitely have a problem because every time it rains, we go into a panic. I'm calling Shane. He's at my house. I'm in tears, anxiety. I don't want my house to flood. And it's like, I know that's not the, I mean, I know there's other flooding problems in and around Brule, my mom's house for one, having a little problems, but it's like, what is going to get done, you know? And like I said, we've been there for 6 years. I've been in Brule for 48 years. I've been here all my life. And it just seems like something would get done. When I first came to y'all, y'all said it was the parish. I went to the parish. The parish says it's the town. We got to have something done. Yeah. I'm ready to sell my house and move out of Brule because I'm so frustrated, and I just need some help.
Was it shooting grade to see what was causing the water flowing out of the way?
But, Ms. Rue?
I have the same problem, and it is definitely getting worse. My backyard was a leak because that ditch was closed. I have sandbags at the back of my house also, and I know that's not a good thing to do. But I can't move sandbags and take them away when it's not raining and put them back when it's raining. Something needs to be done, Scott. And I don't know. I'm not an engineer. I can't figure it out. But I can show you what my backyard looked like when it rained this last time. And that wasn't the worst. It's been worse than that before. For some reason, that ditch is backing up and it's not moving.
Yeah. I know Shane and them walk the ditch usually before a big rain event. We go and try to clean out everything we can possibly clean out. But I think we probably have a major problem. We haven't been able to find it. We've been looking.
Either the grade is not good.
Yeah. Now, all the water behind your house, we looked at elevation maps. All the water behind your house
comes towards the front.
Comes towards.
Shoot some elevation and see if we can go to the ditch that goes from along down. That water should be drained to that ditch.
Right.
So that goes to stone wall.
Thank you, Shane.
And then a lot of we got to figure out a way to get that water to that ditch.
I think you got
which ditch you talking about?
They got a ditch that runs behind Oscar Denham, and it goes the length of that property. It gets larger as it gets down, say, past Mr. Curtis Beezet and all that. When it gets to the end, you know where the little relief pipe comes up that? They got a ditch just to the north of that, and that thing goes around and ties into a whole other drainage, not the Thompson. We need to get some of that water going that way. Because when that ditch overflows, it'll just fill up in the fields and go into the woods right there.
The problem there, we looked at the elevation maps, right, Shane?
Yeah, okay.
You're going to have to change and take all that and lower all that on that end to make that water go that way because it just goes to the front.
Let's shoot some elevation.
Because it's always we put it somewhere to reroute that water?
Yeah, it might just be adding some swales on some property to alleviate water from one ditch to the other.
Yeah, I can tell you, Shane and I, we went out during this last event, and it's about 1,500 feet from your house that way that tends to back up a lot. It tends to back up into people's front yards, but the other people, it never gets close to their house. It backs up in their yard, but it never gets close to their house like you guys.
Well,
so I agree. I think maybe we can shoot some elevations and see if maybe, Roy, maybe we can get you to look at it. And
it's the same thing we did 10 years ago, where the water naturally wants to go north.
That way, yep.
It's going to leave the Mississippi River to go west, but all the land here in Brule tends to have a diagonal toward the north direction. All the roads built years ago were elevated. The water can't cross those roads. It's got to go down drainage ditches that have been dug across canal. It's been 10 years since we put that double barrel 24 under that stretch from Alley Street on over to the pump.
And that helped the front.
That helped the front. So it sounds like, I don't know exactly where they live, but it sounds like the same situation as you need a relief. The water's trying to get the pump on so it can get the chalk to get the intercoastal. That's what controls it all. It's all about the size of the ditch or culvert pipes that are going to move it in that direction.
Yeah, because we talked about, Shane and I talked about making another cut through further up Eileen that would go that way.
If you have another servitude right away where another road, because that's what that first set on was.
There is one. It's next door to Mr. Jerry Desitel, right?
That's correct. The same thing with moved water.
Yeah, and it goes through, but it stops.
You're talking about cutting across the road at a diagonal, like we have those other two further down, right?
Yeah.
And send the water across the other side of the road.
Across the other side, next door to Mr. Jerry Desitel's. We talked about that. I mean, that's what we...
Well, how's that going to help the back?
What you did before is you took a pipe all the way to Tonka. That's something. You got to get it to Tonka. Otherwise, when you dump it across, whether you go one block or two blocks or three properties, it's going to...
Got to get it all the way, yeah.
But it's got to get across the road before it can get to Tom Tom.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to just put a skip in the road and move your pop across the road to the next guy.
We shot the elevation on the BZ property and the south side of Allen Street. And where the BZ ditch is, as Shane is talking about, the ground kind of rises up if you're going towards Allen. So that water drains. But you only get about 100 feet into it, and then everything slopes to Allen Street. So you only get like 25% of it to go down BZ. The rest of it is heading out.
And due to elevation, it can't get to that ditch.
That's right.
It just can't get to that. That's the problem.
Goes to Jimmy, goes to Kenny, and then it all heads that way. And Allen Street is a dam that holds it to the south.
The places we see in the problem also... Go ahead, Mr. Allen, you had your hand up.
Is there a right of way behind that little property on the south side of Allen?
Yeah, that's why we put that.
The lots were added on.
Right.
We have a right of way where the force main goes on Oscar Dillon's.
No, well, he's talking about where that drainage ditch that we covered.
Yeah, but you just created a property.
Right.
Check on that.
Yeah. 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 Here's the right there. Here's the drainage servitude right there.
That's the one in the backyards?
Yeah. Seems like that could be dug out all the way back to be there.
A lot of your drainage project years ago, a couple years ago, we got a letter in the mail saying that there was supposed to be a drainage.
Yeah, I think they covered all of it except for maybe a couple people.
Stop there, Willis.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think you need to check that lane and at Willis's for a blockage there, between there and Ruth's house. Because when I went over at Ruth's house...
That was April 11th.
I don't remember the date, but I know the water was above her coverage. She was getting 100% flow through, but it was backing up because it wasn't...
But the big back ditch that Shane's talking about, that was flowing. That was flowing real well back there. But the ditch right behind your house is where it was dammed up.
Between Patsy and Ruth's,
we
got a problem on the ditch that Autumn's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that contributes to it is on the Allen Street ditch, 83% of that is subsurface drainage. Not too many open ditches, so it gets choked down. It has to force its way through until it reaches an open ditch and heads towards the tunnel. I did that math today. A lot of the subsurface drainage.
There's a lot of different culvert sizes too.
That's yes. Yes.
Well, we
open between the driveways.
Yeah.
The ditches need to be dug out because a third of the culverts covered
dirt.
Talking 50 years
ago.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we also see is where the water's selling is the house Miss Ruth lives in, the house they live in. It is nowadays when you see these subdivisions, these people are building houses above the road. Well, Allen was developed in a way and some lots done. And they had some lots done. You know, so you got houses from 65 years old to 5 years old on that street. And those two houses are two of the first brick homes built on this street. And they are probably lower than a lot of the other lots because the requirement of where you build it versus the elevation of the road did not probably exist. Because it might have been gravel at that point. And so that, you know, when those houses were built, they wasn't built, say, at the height of some of the newer homes. Mackie Colo. When he built his house, he didn't put a whole bunch of field in his yard. Guess what? He had a lake for years. Guess what he did about 2 weeks ago? I don't know what else to do, Shane, except get dump trucks. He, that's not always the answer. But one, we need to shoot the elevations to see what we can do about getting some of the water to go to the other ditch to reach the backside.
What? Now, you guys been there 6 years. Have you always had the water creep up to your house?
Yeah.
So it's been going on for a while. I just didn't know if it changed like in the last year.
It's not in the flood zone, but I have to.
I know Miss Ruth's been having it. I know Miss Ruth's been having a problem.
Hers hadn't been 11 years.
Is there some kind of code that's supposed to be for the culverts going down the road? They're all different sizes. And
well,
it seems like there should be some type of drainage code.
Yeah, we have that, and so like the culverts we changed out the last time, that's why we changed them out, because those culverts were smaller than the ones further down.
Right.
So we changed them out. So Shane, I think we're the right size all the way past our house. I think they're the right size, the ones that we measured.
I can't say for certain, but I know we had 18 inch culverts from Kenny's house until it changes to 24, right around where Mr. Bob
Wilson
used to live. Then it changes to 24.
Right.
And then it gets even bigger.
Yeah, because we switched those out, and that helped a little bit. But
my neighbor is 16 inches.
That way?
Yeah, to the west. Mm-hmm.
And ours are what? I don't even know. What is on the floor?
But we can look at that. I mean, it's just this driveway, or is it the entire length?
I go to the little clean outs and measure the drainage, so I don't know what's up underneath, you know, the drive and
okay. All right, we'll dig into that and see what we can find out. We'll try to get all we can. I mean, we're definitely aware of it, and thank you guys for coming. I know you're not going to get the answer you want to hear tonight, but we're steady working on it. We've worked on it from...
Like, what kind of turnaround time did we even think about having the problem solved?
Well, we got to figure out how to solve it first.
You know?
I mean, we don't.
Change in our house at least 3 or 4
times. He comes every time.
Yeah.
You know, and has to listen to us.
Well, you know, the last rain event, you can ask Terry, because I wrote down. And then he called me and he goes, I said, what does that house look like to Sampson's? He said, oh, that's one, it looks good. And within an hour, Shane told me he was out there working on it again. So it flipped quick.
All 3 doors that night.
Yeah.
A front door, a back, side.
Well, I don't have a turnaround. We'll try to identify your problem and just keep you in the loop once we identify the problem, and if we can go on forward and do something about it to fix it. We're going to work on it and see if we can get it done.
Well, it used to be, if the rain stopped for a while, it would drain well, but I don't think it's even doing that anymore.
In the back,
Mifflin?
Behind you?
Behind her.
The first little swale, Terry.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll take a look and see if there's something we can do. The problem is going to be diverting that water the other way when it wants to come this way. That's going to be the big problem. So,
over.
Wayne, hand me that phone real quick.
Well, it won't do any good to increase that unless you find out where it's going.
Matt, I just don't. Now, you've been having that for a long time. It's just gotten worse.
From there to Ruth's house. Have you ever looked at that?
Yep.
But it wasn't that bad in 2011, because that's.
All right, we'll go to work on it. See, I mean, we've been working on it, but oh yeah, can you zoom that in?
I used to live there. I don't remember it ever being that bad.
You can't get it. That's right. We'll lean on your oil if you don't mind and see.
He says,
"Well,
drainage impact study helps. I'll get a backhoe and dig a ditch."
Yeah,
he
wants. You know what the problem is.
We want to know what the solution is.
I can't speak to them, but for us to put an insurance policy on it, being our professional liability, we got to know the numbers to do it. If you know the solution, you've already done it at this end of Eileen. It's just taking that water and getting it across. I'm sitting here whispering in his ear. What's the water surface elevation on the other side of Alley?
Way down.
That's right.
Yep.
It'll be back up to their house and the other side of Eileen. They don't have any water in the ditch.
So you let somebody go across.
Right.
You might have to cut the road and put salt
in. Yeah.
We've done it further down. We need to do it up
okay.
East.
All right.
They'll see how the elevation of the middle of the car is. 20 to 18 right across Alley Street.
Yeah, it starts, yeah.
St. Michael's is where Miss Patrick.
Well, I was telling you, the water wants to basically go north. It's a diagonal crossing the street, but still, on the north of the lane. Now, when you move it across the street, you gotta make sure you got enough transportation across the street.
To take it down.
Take it to the canal.
Right.
It's raining every week.
I like that idea, crossing the street. That's what I, Shane and I talked about that, to get it to the other side and let it go down the other side.
Well, how do you get it to the other side? Do you put culverts in my yard?
No, you cut the road and put a.
Cut the road from the ditch in front of your house right now and it cuts across. The back's a different story. That's a whole different situation we gotta solve. Because all that water's coming this way and we're just trying to get it out.
Does the trench need to be over there? Make some kind of little trench and go over there? Or it's gotta be a different place?
I don't know.
That's where it's damming up. We thought.
We'll brainstorm and try to get you an answer. I mean, I don't have an answer today. But we'll see what we can get done. We're on it. We hadn't let it die. We've been on it since I've been here, so.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Whenever they happened a water problem, how much water was in Van Zuylen? Was it overflow? Was it full to its capacity?
Talking about to the Tonton?
Tonton.
The Tonton was pretty packed that time.
Well, until you enlarge that at the same spot that was mentioned 20 years ago, it has to be enlarged. Or you're gonna have more and more neighbors. All y'all doing is taking it from one and give it to
the other. Well, what we're really trying to do here is to get it out of the yard and into the ditch.
But where is it going to go? It has to go to Tonton.
But we want it in the ditch and not in the house. That's the whole idea. If it sits in the ditch, we're in good shape. It can sit there for a week before the Tonton empties. We just got to get it to the ditch and keep it out of the houses. That's the whole issue in their cases. Now, I understand your point. The Tonton's full. So we're trying to get it away from the houses and into the ditch and then let it go from there.
What's going to happen when the high school starts draining? Mm-hmm. They haven't started draining yet.
No, well,
they've got retention ponds.
They got retention ponds there.
They haven't started draining yet. They're full.
Yeah, I haven't been over to look at them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure over time, I know for sure I talked to Pee Wee and we talked about putting another cut across, but it's still going to go to the Tonton.
That's right.
So that's the issue.
And you know what? The Tonton has to empty into the Parish Canal.
That's correct.
And the Parish Canal has to empty into the Anadolfo.
Right.
And it's all full.
It's just going to sit, yeah.
You're not accomplishing anything.
Yeah. It starts at the elevation of the intercoastal.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep. All right, we'll try to get you some answers as we get them. We'll keep you guys informed and let you know kind of what our plan is. Hopefully we'll have something quickly. And we will continue to try to monitor big rain events and come help you guys as much as we can until we can get something fixed. So. All right, anybody else? Anything? All right, next up is discuss road overlay project. In your package, we have the bids for the overlay project. That includes the back end of Orleans Quarters, which is really bad, Gwynn Street, and repairs to Orleans. So if you look at your package, you'll see Barrier Construction came in with a bid of $151,610.50. The alternate that you see underneath there that $26,664, that will be for Hebert Street, right, Roy? So if we decide to go with the $26,664 for Hebert Street, we'll have to make a budget adjustment. If not, we can go with the base bid. I suggest we do it all. And just move forward.
How is there such a huge discrepancy in Barrière's pricing when you look at the cold planing of asphalt? That should stick out because you look at the other bids, they're at $3.42. This guy's at 95 cents, really?
Contractors put their money on where they want to put their money in profit.
But you don't think that there's a... You know, I'm assuming they're comparing apples for apples on the bid, though, right? I mean, there's...
They're the same spec, the same drawing.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Barrier's did your previous project, change the speed, there was no complaints.
Yeah.
And I heard, were pretty good job.
Yeah. They did St. Francis, right?
Yeah. And they made, see, when a contractor gets a relationship, and I use that term, when they know which kind of owner you are, if they didn't struggle with you, they may give you a good price next time or next time, assuming everything will be the same.
They do all that.
They get an owner and do a struggle.
I'm not saying, they would do a good job, I guess. I'm not saying that they're incompetent or we're gonna get poor quality.
It's just a question.
That's right. I'm just saying, we wanna make sure that they bid what they were supposed to bid, because it's.
They all bid the same.
Okay.
Specs and everything, they couldn't call it.
So anyway, I suggest we do them all. If you guys are, we'll have to vote on that, and give me the authority to sign the contract next week at Monday's meeting.
I need to know if I get the right paperwork to you. If you think you're because I made the recommendation on the base bid because I knew that was in your budget. I couldn't make the recommendation to go with the alternate because I knew that was over your budget. If you think next week's motion is going to be to adjust the budget and award the alternate, I need to fix that award.
That ladder? Okay.
I'll fix it for you.
Okay.
Next week.
All right.
I'll get you an award letter.
I mean, are you guys, anybody opposed to that?
No.
Doing it all? Anybody opposed to that? And then that way we'll
do it. It'll be the 151.6 plus 26.6.
It'll be up to 178.
Yeah, 178. We got 160 in the budget, so it's $18,000 over the budget.
Say,
so
go with it.
All right, so Roy, you can.
Is he kidding me?
Yeah. Now, we'll have to make move on that Monday night so I can sign it.
Now, I'll assume your motion Monday night, once you make the notice of awards where I'm asked to turn it down. With that approval, that gives you approval for the award, and when the contracts come back to sign the contract, when the contracts get signed, you give permission to sign the notice to proceed so we can move forward. We don't have to wait for a meeting every time.
So once they give me authority to sign, we're good to roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, but depending on the timing of that, he's going out of town on the 17th. So the council needs to authorize the mayor pro tem to sign that in his absence.
If it comes in during that time.
Okay. We need to be sure we do that.
Okay.
Put that contingency.
When you sign next week, which will be the 13th, it usually takes them 2 weeks to get your performance payment bonds and insurance, so that'll be about the time frame it comes back.
Okay, so I'll probably be gone, so it'll probably be best to have Ms.
We just need to remember when we do that next week.
Because I don't want to delay this any further.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
All right, discuss resolution 2 for 2019 for the DEQ self-audit. That's in your packet. We had some discussion about this last time. You got the audit, so we'll go ahead and vote on that resolution on Monday night, unless anybody has any questions. No questions? All right, planning and zoning. We have planning and zoning minutes in your package. So we'll look at those. No business, so. April bills are in your packet. They kind of doled up because Patricia's been out, so we caught up and got everything taken care of. We're not past doing anything, so if anybody's concerned about that. Yep.
So, there was a board school for training prevention for police. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They got one for spill enforcement for training and conventions for police.
I bought some ammunition from them.
Okay, I didn't know. The description and the vendor just didn't match as what we normally see.
Yeah.
By the training,
could have been ammo for.
The training ammunition?
Training ammo. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that's a fine option too.
Okay.
Yep.
And then on the next page for sewer, Coburn's, and then you got Parish Animal Control.
Yep.
It's a line shifted at the top, so move it down one in.
All the way through. We had issues today with printing this out, as you can tell.
Making sure
we did.
I don't mind going to sewer pond to do the animal control.
Great job.
I got my helper back there.
All right, so next up is discuss budget, upcoming budget adjustments. In your package we have, these are budget adjustments that we came up with. talking to Tom today, I'm going to make a recommendation that, next Monday's meeting on our ordinance, that we push back to our June meeting so we can get this more finalized. And the reason I say that, you see income tax, sales tax is down, so we're going to have to adjust that. But our sales tax check came in today, and we already got a change of budget adjustment because our sales tax check was a lot higher than what we expected. So it was $160,000 a day when we were expecting about $138,000. So these are the few budget adjustments that we're going to have to make. We'll have to add the one for the streets. Yeah. So what I want to do, if you guys don't mind, is just defer action on that ordinance on Monday night, and we'll move it to the June meeting. We won't have to re-advertise, right, Tom?
Well, it's already been introduced. Y'all are fine on tabling.
Yeah, we'll just table it, and we'll just defer action. But anyway, I'll keep you abreast on all the amendments, adjustments we have to make.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping not to make any.
You'll have more up-to-date information.
But, so anyway, I would rather do it that way. And the sewer budget, if you look on that one, that's just adjusting for the LGAC grant. We had put $35,000 in, and we only get $19,400, and we're waiting on that. So that's another thing. We check on it every day. The state's got it held up, so we may not even get that in. So so we'll hold off on that if you guys don't mind. All right. Discuss the budget. I don't think we need to discuss a whole lot other than just come to me with any ideas you guys have.
I sent you mine.
Ms. Bourgeois has hers. Shane gave me his. It's a big about the park. Rusty, Municode's in. Terry, Mr. Don, we talked about the sidewalks. So.
That's what I was wondering.
Yes, we got the one from the school. That's going to be in the budget. So I'll send you guys a little memo next week.
Sounds everything everybody sent that we've got.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put it together on my little budget message on everything that we have in
stuff
there.
That's so. Above. No, say I'm on stuff.
Yep. Road overlay, we'll do the same as we did last year, if you guys are okay with that. So Shane and I talked about 150, something like that.
We talked about putting striping in the bidding on the overlay.
Man, you know what? I forgot about that. I completely forgot about that.
We need to really consider that.
Man, I wish I'd have remembered that because we could have put it in these packages.
Roy, how much would it be to, I'm just asking, to,
You have a number. Where I go get it, I look at last year's, 2 years ago, budget, we had some striping done.
It was outrageous.
It was.
$20,000.
Yeah, I know it's cheaper when they're here already. I know you probably get a good
one. They get us up.
There's no fault. They get us up, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
And the big ticket you get is whether you want algae paint that's put down and will probably last you 5 years. Whether you want to step up and you get from, you see the difference. It's a big, thicker paint. Don't ask me to buy it on top. I've got to inspect. It costs more. When you bid apples last time, Joey decided to go with the thicker because it wasn't that much different. I'll pull you those numbers and throw them at you.
Okay. So we could get them to do it for us. They'll get a sub, or does that change the whole process?
Contract in here. If you want a change order to do it, you can ask him for a change order.
After the contract's done.
If you want to do it.
Okay. Oh, man, Terry, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, we could do it ourselves after the job's done.
Yeah.
Is that where all the roads we're going to resurface?
Yeah. That's what we talked about doing. As we resurface the roads, just add the stripes in there.
Well, Joe Mancuso would be mad if we don't do that.
Hey, can we just go put about three stripes in front of Joe's house?
That's right.
Well, he's aware that the policy is, as we overlay streets, we'll do those.
Right. Yeah, I completely forgot about that, Terry. I wish I remembered. Golly. I will now.
Why do you think I put on more?
I asked him if we could just do it. I laid down to his house.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that was all I really had on budget, just to keep your brains working. Terry, thanks. And everybody, I appreciate y'all input. So we'll try to get that done. As you can tell, we'll probably have to lower our budget on sales tax revenue, unless something surprises us next month. So, ad valorem tax, that comes up every year, and we always vote to not fool with the ad valorem tax. So that'll be on the agenda next week. Personnel committee, I don't have anything. Recreation, I don't have anything. Resolution 3, 2019, under police committee for surplus of the police unit. We have the resolution, and the documents are in your package. So we'll go over that on Monday, unless y'all have any questions. And
everybody's got a quick questions, let me know, but I think I'm pretty well nailed down there.
Yep. All right, and then let's see, we'll move to governmental affairs. Ms. Bougeron?
We had the meeting on April 15th, and it's a packet. We do have one house, landmark, bike application, going to 240 St. Mary. No, we skipped. St. Mary? Okay, skip St. Mary's. The house at 240 St. Mary is owned by Lane Morales. That's not it. Go back to something else. Go back to the minute thing. George and Genevieve LeVayer bought the property where St. Mary Street is located in 1953. They built that first house, the orange brick house, in 1960. And today that house is still owned by Lane Morales, but on the assessor's records it says Morales Grocery. And that's a brick veneer house. It had two baths, a laundry room. It had the side wing that was Miss Genevieve's beauty parlor. Get that picture for next
week. That's the red brick house?
Yeah, red, yep. Orange. That was the first house they built on that street. So we'll make sure that picture's in there next week, and we'll ask for your approval of that. Then the next one, the next issue we had at the meeting, there's a house, that's it, that's St. Mary's Street.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
The first house that constructed in 1960. And Mr. George LeVayer was charter member of Water Works District for the Brule area. That's that picture. Okay, the next item is something that we have to address as a precedent, and that's the house at 1024 West Main Street. So that was Miss Anita and Larry Thibodeau's house. That's also a very, very old home. They did look like that. So their granddaughter owns a house now, and instead of tearing the whole thing down, she tore it down partway. Shane Saradet checked with her when she was in the process, and he told her the house had been awarded a landmark plaque, and she said, "Oh yeah, I know where that is. I have it. I'm gonna have it put up when we finish the house." So the house is finished now, and she called Shane about 2 months ago and said she can't find the plaque. So, because the town owns the plaques and the town pays for the plaques, the Landmark Commission feels that the person to whom the house belongs should pay for a second plaque for the house. So that's why we bring in that matter to you. It's already been rewarded one, and if something happens and she finds a plaque, whatever, how many years, you know, we'll settle that. But at this point, the plaque is $235, so we're asking, that's the right way to go, to ask her to pay the cost for that. The plaque with the same number, number 51, awarded to that home. So that's something we'll know.
Town didn't lose it, she lost.
Yeah, yeah, she's paying. Yeah. She volunteered.
And she volunteered to pay for it? That's fine.
When she spoke with Shane, yeah. She volunteered.
Yep.
So that's
she didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's but good. I mean, we need to set a precedent for something like that because we've never had that before, okay? So we want to vote on that next week.
Yep.
Okay, the next thing at the meeting, we had the 1854 map of Brule. So this would be where the river is. So right there was St. James Square, which is in the river. There's a little triangle, all that's left, one block that bordered the square. And then right here is the property the town bought on that block. So there was a motion and a second that when it comes time to naming the property that the town purchased, that we consider the name La Place Saint-Jacques, which means St. James Square. And someone else suggested that maybe we could call it St. James Park, since it's not, we don't have the whole square. So that would be just a way to remember that we did at one time, in 1854, have town square. And now we have property that's almost adjacent to it, with the triangle being owned by people who remain unknown right now. So that's a consideration for later down the road.
Called St. James Remainderment.
Yeah.
For the heirs of Doris Latoya. And the landmark ceremony to award plaques during the last year is going to be on June 23rd, Sunday, June 23rd, 3:30 p.m. here. We'll announce that next month also. So that's the highlights of that meeting.
Blaine, remind me about Mayor Pro Temp. You got it now? Yep, next week. All right, other matters, I don't have any. Mayor's report. Blaine and I and Terry actually attended the Chamber of Commerce Customer Appreciation Crawfish Ball. That was good to go to. You were there too, weren't you? I thought I saw you. I didn't have but water, so it wasn't a beer that made me forget.
Oh, that's all I had.
I attended the Entergy put on a lobby at that Red Stick Social, the new building on Government Street. I attended that reception. All the legislature was there. Gary Graves was there. Sean Wilson was there. And I've more or less posted 578, I think that's the bill number, and went and hit them all up. That was the intercoastal funding bridge issue. So anyway, they seemed receptive, but you know, we all know how that works. It did come out of committee, which was a big step, but I hear some opposition in the House, so we'll see what happens. So if you talk to anybody, legislature, man, push that. That's for
About 415 connector?
That's for the funding for the 415 connector using BP oil spill money as opposed to a tax or there's some. I think the money was allocated for some general fund and nursing homes or something, so they're getting some kickback from a nursing home lobby because they're going to pull it from there. As most of you know, and hopefully everybody knows, the Brewers softball team are state champs. We're going to have them here at the meeting next week, so we'll recognize them. The track team was runner-up state champs as a whole, and they had a relay team that was state champs straight up. There was three state champs?
100, 200, and 400.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to get with the track coach and have them all come next week. If y'all want, we'll do that next week. So a lot of appreciation for those guys. I said a few words. I said a few words at the walk-ons had an appreciation dinner, which I thought was nice for a local business to invite them over. They did a really good job. So all the softball teams showed up. We should have our bikes in, hopefully, in the next week or so. And we'll look at installing our bikes on the levee and at the park. The rumor's been confirmed, Lit Pizza bought Cafe Maison. They're going to have a Lit Pizza right back here. So that's been a rumor that's been flying around for a while. Don't forget your financial disclosures. Make sure you get those done. One other thing, I don't know if you guys saw on social media, we get blasted, our police department, on some things sometimes on social media, but Garrett stopped and played basketball with some kids at the park, and some people noticed it, and they put it on social media, and news picked it up and ran with it. So Garrett was here. I was going to call him out, but he left on us. So I just want to congratulate Garrett for doing that in the public. He does it a lot. He does it. He doesn't want recognition. He tells me he does it all the time. He gives garbage men water and all kind of stuff. So kudos to Garrett for giving us some good publicity out there and doing a great job for us. So that ought to do it. Any remarks of personal privilege?
I'm just announcing this fish wants to. West Baton Rouge's water well, they tested one sand. They started to set up to test the second one. And the other important notice, the pipeline project from North Line Road to West St. Francis will be out for bid Thursday.
Okay. Good. That's movement.
All the property's been taken care of, access?
Yes.
I think, and then from there south, most of it's done from there south too, as far as property.
Our land's been contacted. Yeah. They haven't released me to take off.
No, not you, yeah.
Excellent.
You got something?
This month marks my 13th anniversary as y'all's town attorney. I appreciate the view of service.
Thank you. Happy 13. Unlucky 13. So we appreciate you doing it.
Chief LaFoe and Assistant Chief Southhorn and I attended that bridge gap.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That went all right?
Yeah. Talking, communicating.
Anything else, Fish? You got anything from the parish?
I was going to say about the water well and personal financial disclosure.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to steal his time.
No, I don't know what you do. I'm glad to hear.
I got one question for you, and maybe you can answer it. You mind taking the question? We're paying a big increase on animal control. Do you have anything, any good news about animal control? All we hear is bad news. They don't answer the phone and they don't come. Do you have any?
Well,
I know they're supposed to be building a building.
It's because they hired a second person because they're having so many complaints. So, I don't know.
So, neither one of them
find out Thursday. Okay. But, it's just a large increase. I mean, they went from 20 grand to 34 or something. It's a large increase for us.
Well, let me find out a little bit more from Philip.
Okay.
And that's your pro-rata percentage?
Yeah, some. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me find out.
That's just a big chunk. And the main concern is just the service. I mean, that's what some people asked about. So we're getting a service. We don't mind paying. We just want to get what we pay for, right?
Just like solid waste.
What'd you say?
Don't quote me on that. Was it 19 to 30 something?
Let's say 20 to
20. Let's say. Yeah.
It's 83.
It's 8,300 a quarter now.
Another sound.
So just, I mean, you know, just check on it.
Have any wild wolves running around, right?
No. One alligator across the river. That's it. That I've seen. All right, anybody else? I don't have any announcements. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor? All in favor? All opposed? Ayes have it.
We need new chairs.